Hello and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 4. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So we're going to start with the twister. Start with your feet hip-width apart and place your hands on your hips. You're just going to twist gently from either side, rotating your upper body and waist. Just turning first one way and then the other. Go a bit further now into the hip, but be careful not to twist your knees. Keep turning from side to side and back to the centre, keeping your hands on your hips. Couple more times now. Twist a little bit further if you can. This is great for your hip rotation and your core. Next up, it's lean forward. Now with this one, you're going to lean forward and touch your opposite hand to your knee. So leaning forward, take the left hand to the right knee and come back to an upright position. Now take the right hand to the left knee. Keep alternating between left and right, coming back to an upright position in the middle. And only go as far as your body allows. If you'd like to try going a little bit further this time, you get a nice stretch in your back. So just do a few more to the left, to the centre, then right and back to the centre. Keep going. This is really good for your back and your core. Now it's opening the chest. So in the usual starting position with your feet hip-width apart and your shoulders relaxed, just lean forwards a little and take both arms forward and down in front of you. Then straighten back up, stretching those arms out to each side at the same time, in line with your shoulders to open your chest. This is a nice flowing movement with your arms. And again, leaning forwards, both arms coming down in front of you, coming back up, lifting and open your arms to the sides. So lean forward, come back up and squeeze the shoulder blades together as you stretch your arms out to each side to really open the chest. A couple more times now. Going a little bit lower if you can. This is great for your arms, chest and balance. Well done. The next one is called Rush the Intruder. Step your right foot forward, bending your knee into a comfortable lunge with the foot of your back leg slightly raised on its toes. Now punch out with your opposite arm straight in front of you, then pull that arm back and step back. Now repeat on the other side. So step forward with your left foot this time and punch out with the opposite arm. Pull it back and step back. Keep going, alternating between left and right. If it's comfortable, you can go slightly wider with the punches and deeper with the lunge, bending that back knee. Just keep going for a couple more. That's great. This is really good for your arms and balance and core. Now it's Track the Sun. So with your feet hip-width apart and starting with a nice straight back and your tummy in, raise both arms up over your head and gently circle each one in the air, moving from your shoulders. Now turn to the right as if you're following the sun, keeping your feet still, all the time moving your arms and making circles. Then come back to the centre with your arms still raised, then turn to the left, arms high and circling in the air. Keep turning from the left to the right a few more times. Make the circles a little bit wider if you can. That's good. And back to the centre and arms down. This is great for your hip rotation, shoulders and your arms. The next one is Push the Figure. Step your right foot forward and slightly bend your knee into a lunge position with the foot of your back leg slightly raised on its toes. Bring both arms up to chest height, holding them out in front of you with your elbows slightly bent. Now you're going to make a figure of eight with your hands, as if the figure eight is on its side. So a lovely flowing movement with your arms, making that figure of eight shape. Then stepping back and now stepping your left foot forward into that bent knee lunge and make a figure of eight again. Just keep going a few more times, alternating your feet and making lovely flowing movements with your arms and hands. And make that figure of eight a little bit bigger if you can. That's good. This is another one that's good for your shoulders, arms and balance. Well done. Now it's time for Block Across. Lift both arms straight out in front of you, then bend your elbows, keeping them at shoulder height with your forearms in front of your face, a few inches apart and your hands in fists. Then move your arms apart, opening them up and taking them back in line with your shoulders. Keep your elbows bent and your forearms straight up so you're making a nice right angle with your arms. Then squeeze them in again in front of your face. So as you come out, squeeze the shoulder blades and then back in. And back out again, squeezing in and squeezing out. Repeat those in and out movements a few more times, keeping your arms at shoulder level. That's great. This one is really good for your chest. Next up, it's Flight of the Crane. So standing nice and straight with your feet hip width apart and your tummy in, stretch both arms out to each side in line with your shoulders, keeping them level if you can. Then circle your arms back, moving them from your shoulders to make small circling movements with each arm. Then step your right foot forward into a lunge position, knees slightly bent and still circling those arms. And now step back, reverse your arms to make small circles in the other direction and step forward with your left foot into that lunge position. Then step back. Repeat this a few more times, just switching feet from left to right and circling your arms from the shoulders. So that's one foot in front, knee slightly bent, and the other leg behind. Make sure your front knee isn't reaching any further forward than your toes. Keep going. Try to make wider shoulder circles if you can. This is another good one for your shoulders, arms, and your legs too. Now this next one is called Let's Run. So just start marching on the spot, lifting your knees and swinging your arms. That's it. Keep going. If you're sitting down, this is a very small movement. Take care not to lift your knees too high. If you're standing and you're able to, you can take your knees up a bit higher, increase your hip movement and swing your arms a bit more. Keep going. That's really good. This is great for your legs and balance. And the last one is swan neck. So lift your right hand up so it's level with the side of your head, with the palm facing forwards. Move your arm slightly back until it's level with your shoulder, then push your arm up into the air, keeping it as high and as straight as you can. Then bring it back down, pause your hand at head level, and then lower it back down to your side. Swap arms and do exactly the same again, taking your left hand up level with the side of your head, moving your arm back to shoulder line, extending it up high, and then back down again. Just repeat this movement a few more times, alternating from right arm to left arm each time. And try to keep those arms as straight as you can. This is great for your chest, back and core. That's all the exercises done. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.